At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so hot.
VIP me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the fantasy football hustler, and we are back at you with another Wafers live stream, and we're here with your Wafers host, with the most man, John Doe in the building. What up?
What's happening, John Doe in the building, also known as Shouty Cuz, bruh, if y'all see me in them chats talking that noise, man. You know?
There you go. If you are in the Wafers tournament and you're up in the chat right now, throw it in the chat what league you are in, and yeah, we're about to smoke it up. We're going to talk some shit about the matchups. If anybody wants us to review your matchup you got coming up, let us know. This is going to be a normal thing on at least every Friday or every other Friday, one of the two. So guys, make sure you stay tuned.
Yes, sir, man. How you looking over there, Huss? So far after I know you're in like 100 leagues. So I'm just saying, like, yeah. your top, let's just say your top three leagues. How you doing, man?
Oh, I mean, top three leagues, I'll be 3-0 for sure. But we're talking about the Wafers right now. Man, I've had a run of bad luck. I really have. Cause week one, I get beat by like a point and a half. And I didn't put up that many points, but you know, week one was a little fluky. And then week two, I lose by 10 points. So real close. And then week three, we finally get on track. You know, I throw up a 150, you know, we win by a nice little margin. But now this week, going so up against a 3-0 team. So we're
you won in two in Wafers League?
I won last week, yeah.
Which league are you in again?
Number 11, same one as you.
Same one as me. Yeah, we ain't played each other yet. That's why I keep forgetting.
No. I played Crispy. And who did I play second? Hollywood. And Spooderman.
Spooderman. Okay. Yeah, man. So this league that we got, the number 11 one, is supposed to be like the upper echelons, right? These are all the ballers for the 420.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want anyone to get a big head or anything who's in there. So, you know, they're just the cool 420 crew peeps. You know, they might be some good competition, but still about to whoop their asses.
Did I meet any of these guys? They were at the party, right? A couple of them.
Yeah, you met Derek. That's D. Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln, yeah.
He's in the chat right now. What up, Derek?
That's my boy.
And Bees is in the house. What up? Papa J in the house. Uh-oh, Juggernaut. What's up? And let's see. Let's jump in. What up, Pam? Yeah, if you guys want us to check out your matchups, just let us know what league it's in, and we'll talk some trash.
Let's do it, man.
All right. And said he's repping the 22.
Repping 22, League 22. Shout out them leagues, man.
Yep. Shout out whatever league you're in. Let's see where Ken's at over here.
Let me see. What's that league? 22, Yeah.
Man, Ken's not doing so hot right now. He's like me, 1-2. He's got more points for than points against. Opposite. More points against than points for. So sometimes you might start off 0-3 or 1-2, but if you just have a bad run of it schedule-wise, you know, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
He says injuries are killing me. I mean, man, it's been rough, man. It's been rough.
Injuries are, like, killing everybody this year, man. It's like probably every single team's got at least one injured guy on it.
Oh, man. B said, I feel like we should put up Doge draft and then let people grade it.
Put up my draft and let them folks grade it, man. Yeah. I could grade it.
Let's see here. Hold up. Hold on. Let me get back to
me. Mind you, sidebar. If anybody remembers during this draft, I was in the chat. I said, oh man, hell of a draft to be walking through the concourse. I was actually getting off of a plane when the draft just started. So I draft like one player. Next thing you know, I forget it. I'm drafting because I'm getting off the plane. I'm going down. I get the baggage claim. I'm like, damn, it's been 20 minutes. Oh shit. Go back to it. That shit done already picked up like three people for me. It was just terrible.
Where's Doe's team? Oh yeah, see, he picked Bijan right away. So see, I mean, that was the pick that you made.
Yeah. And then it just did like all the rest, the next four, that was them. Or next five, that was them. They picked up Pat, Kittle, Pitts,
Mahomes, Love, Laporta.
Which is not a bad, it's just a bad draft. If that makes sense.
I mean, I don't think there's too many leagues where we're gonna be drafting, you know, three tight ends and two quarterbacks in the top six rounds.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
My son, excuses.
Hey man, this is the real deal, man. I just want to be transparent with y'all, man.
What up, Johnny? No, man, that's why we get the shit talking going, right? This is a fun part of it. Like, man, I mean, you know, this with the tournament.
Pause. Unload though.
With the tournament, when there's no money at stake, it's like it's all pride. All pride and shit talking. Like, that's it.
Well, we got this is money, baby. This is money.
Show it. Show it off.
This that money, baby.
Man, such a fly ass jacket. Such a fly ass jacket.
Come on, man. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
I'm kind of glad Drizzy Drake last year. I don't know if it was the manufacturer or whatever, they gave him the wrong size. I ended up having to buy one. I was like, cool, I get one without winning.
Man, that's so fucking tight. What up, Big Bando? What up, Domo? Let's see what up. Magnificent Merker, what up? That shout out, everybody. If I didn't shout you out, I'm sorry. Shippa, what up? Let's see. A couple questions here. Kirk, Mooney, Johnston, Leggett, pick two. Probably the first two.
Kirk Mooney?
Nope. Yeah.
I don't know, man. You talking about Johnston over in the Chargers?
Yeah.
He's looking kind of nice, though. He just ain't got no quarterback to really get him the heat now.
I mean, Herbert's all fucked up. Leaving last week, he had like two catches. Just one of them happened to go for a touchdown. Like, if he was getting targets and that shit, you know, happened, maybe I wouldn't be worried about the flukiness, but he's all fluky.
He was on my waiver wire. I was looking at him, and then I passed on him. Yeah, I definitely go Kirk.
Shippo, would you guys rather have Brooks or Jordan Addison rest of the season? Addison? I don't know why people are like so enamored with Brooks right now. Like, he's still a rookie, never played in the regular season. injured coming out of college, injured going into the, well, I mean, I guess it was injured the year before, but you know what I mean? Like coming off a bad ACL or whatever, going into his senior year and then gets hurt like the first thing in preseason. Like people are hella hyped on him and I can understand it, but I don't want to trade for him. Like if you're going to be getting him.
Nah, hell no. I think he's talking about who's he giving up. You got to get rid of one of them, huh?
Well, I mean, it could be that. It could be maybe he has to drop Jordan Addison to keep Brooks or something because Brooks is in the IR, maybe. Usually when people ask this shit, it's because they want to trade one for the other.
I'm not Pam trading nobody. Bears.
Nah. Pam said Bears are the Steelers' D. Man. I mean, I know, Doe, me and you were on the same page about Anthony Richardson.
You on the same page about him.
And we were right, at least so far. So far, we were right.
I think he'll have a couple weeks where he will perform. He's super athletic. Just young. I just can't put my trust in him this young. Maybe 2-3 more seasons.
So maybe, we got a couple people who like to research like random stats and shit. And one of the stats they researched on him through 2 weeks was he had more interceptions than completions to man coverage. And like you see those big ass touchdowns, they were beating zone coverage and it was kind of like just like fucked up plays on the defense. And now teams are manning him up a lot more because he's not doing good against man coverage and he's throwing those big ass greasy picks.
Yeah, man. And I think he's not a pocket quarterback like that anyway. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to want to move around. And hey, these guys don't understand playing that young, coming out thinking you can scramble. You're going to get hit, bro. Tua, all guys.
The reason why I don't like Anthony Richardson, a lot of it's because of his attitude, where he is. He pretty much said the NFL is easy, you know, and this is after like getting smacked out of the game, you know, smacked out of the season. Just a couple weeks into the season. So yeah, that being said, Pam, the reason why I brought all that up is because you said the Steelers and yes, Steelers D all the way, man. Derek, hope you're all right, bro. He says still trying to get over this cold. He said, text him from the bed, man. Get some of that chicken noodle soup. Big body Bry. Drop George Pickens for Zay Flowers. Man, this is like a 10-man league or an 8-man league, huh? How's Zay Flowers available? I don't know. I mean,
wow.
I know, I guess. Like, I don't know. That's like a move that I just would never think is like going to be possible in a league. So, I don't know. I'd probably say no, I guess, because Flowers is going to be kind of fluky. Man, Juggernaut said fire up Keenan Allen.
Can Flowers be fluky or can Lamar Jackson be a little fluky?
Well, it depends on the type of game plan that they're running. Because, I don't really think it's Lamar that's being fluky. Like, they just – like, you look at game one, they go high – they try to go high up tempo versus the Chiefs. And, like,
yeah,
they weren't running the ball. I mean, I know they're playing from behind at certain points, but – I don't know. It's like Harbaugh's getting in his head right now or something.
You're right, bro. It feels like they're playing to like match who they're playing against as opposed to just playing their style of ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I think it was their line. They got, you know, some new pieces over there. And they did chemistry-wise, they weren't looking good those first two games. And then luckily they had the Cowboys. They got a get-right game with a shitty ass run D, but now they got Buffalo coming up, so now it's going to be a real test because Buffalo, they're going to grind it, but they're still going to score like 30 plus. So I'm curious to see, do they try to go high up tempo? If they do, Zay Flowers might get 10 receptions, might only be for like 70 yards, might be one of those Wandale Robinson games that we just saw on Thursday. But when he did that, they did that versus the Chiefs, he got hella catches. It was just all super short, you know, a dot and like this 5-6 yard, you know, little hits at a time. And Juggernaut, no, I don't want to fire up Keenan Allen. Just in a nutshell. So, I mean, tell me who you have. If you have some shitty options, maybe I'll say fire him up. Let's see. TJ, Purdy or Goff? I mean, it's tough, but I think I'm going to go Goff on Monday night.
Really? I mean, it's not a bad pick. Yeah, I mean, Purdy ain't got nobody to really throw it to.
That's really what it comes down to. I mean, Jennings kind of caught everybody by surprise. He's not going to be that wide open in this game. I can guarantee that.
No. Me and B was talking about that. I don't think bro will ever do that probably again in his career.
No, and not – I mean, could he get 10 targets in a game if, like, Kittle's out and fucking Debo's out and Christian McCaffrey's out? Yeah, like, he could get 10 targets, but he was just so wide open on so many of those plays. Like, it was just bad game planning by the Rams. And, you know, who the fuck's going to game plan for Juwan Man Jennings, you know? Like, nobody. Now they got some tape. Now they're going to see where the Rams fucked up at and not leave him wide open like that, I would assume.
Facts.
And look at this. Josh said yesterday he told me to start Wandale Robinson. You clutched. There we go with that suggestion. Thank you. Told you he was going to be good compared to a lot of bullshit random flexes out there. Was going to get at least 10 points, and he did a little more than that.
There you go.
Wandale, like, man. 5 receptions in the game, but it's trash. It's trash, man. It's all trash, but he's getting it, though. Get that garbage time. Okay, and so Shippa said trading away Brooks and receiving Addison. Okay, yeah, I'd do that. I thought that you were going to get Brooks and give up Addison.
Whoever's taking Brooks is go ahead and take that before they figure it out.
Yeah, and they might really need running backs. So that's what it comes down to also. When is Brooks almost 4:20, guys, so get ready to fire it up. What'd you say?
When is Brooks due to come back?
Well, I mean, the earliest he could come back is week 5, but they haven't really said if he's for sure coming back week 5 or not. So
that's what I was thinking, like probably 6 or 7, like even pushed, like depending on if they got any buys coming close to that.
Because if he gets like a full practice or something on Wednesday, they could designate him to return by Friday or Saturday. So it just got to monitor the early practices in week 5. Pam said, Brooks, for me, give me that running back to emerge. I'm hopeful. And she said, ha, Addison sucks. He's been hurt. But, man, he got a full go, so he doesn't have any injury status. So anybody who is kind of banking on Naylor, now I'm, like, super nervous about Naylor because he was the number 2. But now Addison's coming back. His snaps are probably going to drop. Naylor snaps are probably going to
drop. So that might be good that I didn't get him. On the waiver pickup, yeah.
Maybe. Podson, what's your outlook on Dalton? Man, the Panthers suck. Like, they caught the Raiders by surprise, and the Raiders are just straight just ass right now. And a lot of it was because of no Max Crosby. He's got the high ankle sprain over there, and I think he played most of the game. But you got a high ankle sprain, and you're playing on it. Like, there's a reason why he wasn't in the backfield at all. He could not get past anybody. It's gonna be bad. So yeah, I think they got lucky with a good matchup last week, and he's going like it's a revenge narrative for Dalton because he's going up against the old Bengals, but it's also a revenge narrative for the Bengals going up against Dalton. You know they want to fuck him up,
right?
Josh, should I trade Wandale, Quentin Johnston, Ladd for Nico? Yeah, I would. Fuck all those three guys, man. Just get Nico. And that's what you got to do, though. All those flavors of the week, it's all about timing. Get a couple flavors of the week and then trade them for someone like while they're injured and at practice.
Hey, man, look, ain't no feelings involved, man. You just got to – it is what it is. If he hurt, fuck him for the time. If he's doing good, then we love him. You know what I mean? That's just
funny. Yeah, and the Smitty, Laporta, Goddard. Laporta, he's off the injury report. And they got the Seahawks, and the Seahawks are giving up like either first or second most points to tight ends.
So when he's asking this, is he just talking about this next week, or he means overall? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, unless someone says rest of season, I just assume it's a this week question only.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, shit, look at what Goddard did last week, and there's going to be no AJ. Well, AJ Brown's questionable. Devonta Smith's already been ruled out, but I think we all think that AJ Brown is not going to play this week. And if he doesn't, I mean, fuck, like, who else are they going to fucking throw it to? It's like Goddard's the only guy. Not going to throw it to Dodson or nothing out there.
Well, obviously.
That's not going to happen. And how do I say this?
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck is it?
Yeah, see, now we got, now the soundboard's working a lot better than it used to. And said, thoughts on Dynasty Superflex 16 team trade, Dak in a mid 25 first for Richardson and a 27 first. I'm not trading anything for Richardson for the long term. If you're getting Dak, go for it.
420, y'all. Spark it up. Let's go.
Hold on, let's fire it up.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up.
Let's get it. And B said they had two totally different looking dudes swapping in and out for the run and pass. They stopped that last week. Dang it. What part were we talking about on that? That was about 5 minutes ago. Let's see. Said Huss was the only one to call. Pod Sun said Huss was the only one to call Wandale and get zero credit. Because you know there's no other fantasy analyst saying to start Wandale Robinson. But, like, you know, it's because these guys only cover the hella, you know, just hella default, small-ass rosters, the single QBs and all that. Like, you guys know me, man. I'm playing in these deep-ass leagues. Like, we got to be looking farther than just, like, the surface-level guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, Toker1J, you the man. Thanks for throwing in that super chat, my brother. Appreciate ya. Oh, send a request for the scares again. I gotcha. Gotcha. Papa J, IDP, Shamari Connor, Rayshon Jenkins, Jalen Thompson, Jordan Whitehead, or Quentin Lake, pick two. Jenkins, the first one, because Goff is going to be throwing it a shitload. And, man, you know what? It's between Jalen Thompson on the Cardinals. Who they fucking got? They got the Commandos this week. And so it could be a lot of tackles. Probably not going to be a lot of probably no interceptions or anything. And then Shamari Connor. I don't know what's up with that guy. I just know that week two, he balled the fuck out on some flukiness. And they fucking gave him way more playing time in week three. And he balled the fuck out. And I got to assume that he's going to stay consistent with the playing time from last week. He's going up against the Chargers. Going to be ugly. So I'm going Connor and Jenkins. Connor and Jenkins. Oh, the Ravens. Yeah, for sure. They fucking looked way fucking different from week one to week two. It was like they were trying to compete with the Chiefs, knowing that the Chiefs were going to throw down, like, you know, close to 30. And they felt like they had to keep pace. And everyone who was hating on Derrick Henry fucking told you guys. I fucking told you guys. There's so many people hella nervous about starting him in week three. I put him on my start and sit video to let everybody know. If I put someone on the one start and sit video, like I put two people up there and I try to get guys who I think are finishing top five at the position. And last week it was Derrick Henry and Joe Burrow. They're both top five at the position, because it's about the matchups and the opportunity. And you knew sooner or later the Ravens were going to stop fucking around. And good thing they did it versus the Cowboys, because the Cowboys have, like, it's them and the Colts for, like, the worst rush defenses in the league right now. That's why you got to start Najee if he plays this week.
The Cowboys, my guy. The Cowboys got with some of the worst rushing D.
Didn't I say that? The Cowboys and the Colts?
Oh, is that what you said? Sorry.
Yeah, unless I got dyslexic and said some other team. That's what I thought in my brain.
Sometimes I'll be here. Yeah.
And what up, Chase? Olave's out. Did he officially get ruled out? I think they said he was considered day-to-day. But, man, if Olave's out, it ain't going to be good for Raheed Shaheed, because he takes away, like, some of the pressure off of him.
Yeah, they're gonna cue in on Shaheed if Olave's down. He ain't gonna be able to, like, get those little sneaky little fucking 20-yard droppings.
Yeah, and Chase said Shahid or Watson, Christian Watson, and fuck, man, I don't really like him either. This is tough, man. I think because we don't know about Jordan Love yet.
I'd probably go Shahid, yeah, but like based on the fact, you know.
I'm with
you. I like what is it Willicks? Or what's his name?
Malik Willis. Yeah.
Yeah, he's I don't know. He's a little shifty. He's been looking good out there. I mean, for the little time that he's had, you know what I'm saying?
So you know what's funny is I keep saying this about the QBs, and I'm pretty sure we talked about this, about the QBs being able to sit like for a year with and learn and like prepare for games and just learn how to be a professional quarterback. Because now he's been in the league. This is what, his third year that he's going in. He looks okay, you know, now. It's like he looked like shit. And I mean, they replaced him for Josh Dobbs. Like, you know, and like that's how bad he was looking. I mean, that's going into his – that was in his sophomore season. But still, it's like Jordan Love, as much as we want to hate on him or as much as I was hating on him like before last year, like how trash he was in the small sample size that we got. Man, the longer you let these guys sit and learn, I mean, the better they're more than likely going to do. Like, I don't know how these teams – how they don't understand that.
Yeah, man.
Especially when most of their shit, most of these first rounders, most of their shit is a signing bonus anyways. Like those first 5 years are nothing against the cap. And I know if they end up getting that good, you know, you got to pay them. But like, look at the way that it happened with Jordan Love. Like he's a perfect example. Sits for like 3 or 4 years. And then it's like, you still got him going on to his, you know, fifth year contract or whatever, the team option. And then he did good enough to where he earned a smaller contract, like a 2 year, you know, like give him some decent money. And then he balls out and then he gets a fucking fat contract. Like, I mean, why can't that be kind of a normal thing with these first round quarterbacks?
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. I mean, you got to give them, I mean, it's half these guys. Look, real talk, most quarterbacks don't even start peaking until they sixth or seventh year. You know what I'm saying? Until they sixth or seventh year.
Yeah. Because looking like RG3, you know, like a guy like him, I mean, he peaks like crazy because of his legs. And then, like, they just keep exploiting it until it's no more. And then, like, he gets all fucked up. And then he's, like, done, like, before his career even really, like, takes off. Song, what up, bro? He said 3-0 and bolt the wafers. Said 1-9, let's go. He said, thanks for those, for the start-sit videos. Helped me a lot. Appreciate it, bro. Yeah.
3-0, let's go, man. What league? Yeah, what league's he in? Number 1 and 9. Okay.
Number 1 and 9. Yeah. Yeah. Some of the 420 crew members, they got a shot to fill up. You know, if we were like 30 minutes before draft time and there's like 2 or 3 spots left, some of the 420 crew members got a shot to go fill those and jump in an extra 1 or 2.
Uh huh. Mentioning league number 9, they actually got like the third highest average over there. Like their league is averaging 132 points over there.
Oh, so they're, man. They're on the 3-0 team. I mean, I'm sure he's helping that that average stay high.
That's a competitive league over there. Top three competitive leagues are 21, 23, and 9.
Oh, so. Damn. There we go. All right. And Chase said, rise up, Doe. Let's get it.
Rise up. Yep. Oh.
What do you think so far, 3 games in? 3 games into this Kirk Cousins, you know, experiment.
It's some Falcon shit. It's some Falcons ass shit. We don't know. We always just doing some shit that we ain't supposed to be doing. If we supposed to run, then we throw it. If we supposed to throw it, then we run. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it don't matter who the fuck the quarterback is. It's the play calling, bro. So.
It's definitely the line also. Like, I mean, it's crazy because they're making the sexy fan favorite, like, pick after pick after pick, you know, the Pitts and the London and, I mean, and Penix, you know, like, that wasn't one for the fans. But, well, I mean, kind of, I guess. Like, our fans like him, but even though he's not going to start. But, man, they can't protect Kirk to save their life. And I know that there's, like, a difference between, like, really good run blocking, you know, tackles and shit. And then the really good, like, you know, Pat, I mean, They're really good at run blocking and, like, you know, but man, as far as like protecting Kirk and protecting, you know, just the backfield.
So you're saying they're blasting them off the line good and opening up that space. But when it comes to patting them and backing off and trying to keep them contained, then they're getting slow on their back foot, on their heels, and then they're getting ran straight through, and then they write the Kirk. And I feel that. Either way, I just think Bijan should be touching the ball, bro, like minimum 25 times, 20 times, bro.
Well, here's the thing that I don't understand. Why, as a coach, I don't remember which coach it was. I don't think it was Raheem Morris. I think it was the fucking the OC, which I don't know his name. But I swear they said that everything's going to run through Bijan and he's going to get an insane amount of touches this year. Like, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something to that nature where the offense was going to completely run through Brees, through the ground, through the air, and through everything, and they ain't fucking doing it.
That's the throw off, bro. That's the throw
stupid.
Off.
Stupid. Like, why not say you're going to get Pitts out there? Well, actually, you know what? They did say that. They're like, this is the year that we're going to be using Kyle Pitts as a wide receiver. And so many people were going crazy. And I'm like, do you guys remember when he was a rookie? They said this exact same thing. You remember when he was a sophomore? They said the exact same thing. I don't even believe this shit anymore.
Yeah. I stay away from him. He should have been on. I didn't say that. Probably didn't say it just because I wasn't gonna hate on no Falcon, but he should probably not. Damn, stay away list. That motherfucker.
I know I don't have him anywhere because I was just super nervous about it. Because Kirk's never been the guy. Like, yeah, Kyle Pitts is amazing, but like Kirk's never been a guy who like seemed like, you know, like Hockenson for like a half a season. Like he went crazy with him, but I don't know. That's just like Aaron Rodgers, kind of like he only had like the Tonyan year where he got, you know, Tonyan got like 9 TDs or whatever. And then who was it? Jermichael Finley or Jared Cook or whatever. It was like one good year. And that was it. Like the rest of his career, he's never been like, you know, a tight end like type of guy. So I don't know why people get all hyped up, you know, about someone like Kirk who doesn't do that.
I don't know, man. We'll see. We got New Orleans this week. So it's a rivalry.
Moneyline Mills has tightened up. Let's go. You think Malik will play next week considering his concussion? Malik? Malik didn't get a concussion, did he? Which Malik are we talking? Neighbors. No, he's got to be talking about Neighbors, right? Neighbors, really? Right?
Oh, yeah. Neighbors got hurt, right, last night?
Yeah, he got all fucked up. And it's crazy because, like, who was it? Willpower, who was kind of downplaying it. Yeah, I was, like, right at the end of the game, he's, like, trying to maintain possession of the ball, like, through hitting the ground. And he didn't brace his fall. Like, I mean, he didn't keep the completion. Yeah. And he fucking smacked his face, like, super fucking hard. And with Trey Diggs coming down on him, too. Then they, like, zoom in on his face. He's all cross-eyed and shit, you know. The only thing he's got work. I don't know why they do that, man. It's so fucked up. Like, why? And so the only thing he's got going for him is it was a Thursday game. So he's got 10 days. And you need 5 days to clear. But they don't count the first day as one. So it's like, that's why a lot of guys don't play the next week, because if they play Sunday, you know, there's only technically 6 days until and not technically, there is 6 days because you're not counting that very first day. And so a lot of guys, they just like, who's it? McBride, he's out. Devonta Smith, he's out. They both got ruled out on a Friday. You know, they still had another day to clear, but they didn't get far enough in the protocol to where – just tomorrow wasn't happening. Like, either way, like, tomorrow wasn't going to be enough for their progression.
Well, they might as well just take that extra day so that they're ready for the next week, basically.
Well, it's certain protocols that happen now. It's like on Tuesday, something's happening. And then on Wednesday, something happening. Then Thursday and Friday, different things are happening. And then if they get through all that, then it's like the final day is Saturday. And then if they've cleared whatever the fuck, you know, different types of, because it's not just physical, things, it's like mental things too. There's a lot of different tests that they get put through by the team doctors and shit. Jaws said, look more like his shoulder and neck to me on Neighbors. Well, I mean, he got a concussion, so I mean, that, you know, like, he hit his head. I mean, but he kind of fell down. It was like his shoulder hit first, but then you see his head just smack with full force. Full force. There was no bracing the fall, like at all. That's what sucked.
I missed the whole thing. I can see it.
It was right at the end. It was like right before the 2-minute warning. Millie Mills said, because Penix is the future. We don't want him going out there like, hey, Rich, let his ass sit and learn. I mean, that's the smart thing. But shit, the way that the Falcons are looking right now, they might have a top pick in the next, you know, Falcons
fan? Is that what he's saying?
Millie Mills, is that what you're saying, bro?
And he says we.
That's what I assume. That's what I assume.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
And what Tucker one say? I said I came in late. When's the dirty bird? Who's the dirty bird sitting there? So this is John Doe, man, Shorty Cuz, bro, in all the wafers leagues, and I'm pretty sure Tucker one, Jay, you got to be in one of those. But yeah, this is the wafers host with the most.
Yeah, Tucker Jay, if you in the wafers league, let us know what league you in, so I can give you a little shout out real quick, man. See what your team looking like. I probably already did your review, so. Let me know if my review was right. That's
Noah, what up? Drake London, George Pickens for Amon Ra. If you're getting Amon Ra, do it.
Hell yeah.
Long as you're getting Amon Ra.
And George Pickens? I don't know. What do you think about that? I always that concept just fucked me, right? Because in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm taking, let's say, projection wise, right? I'm taking 20 points to trade somebody that's going to give me 12 points because I'm getting two people that's going to give me 10 and 10, right? Because they're both going to end up being in my starting lineup. So isn't that like a bad trade almost?
I mean, it depends on the depth. You know, if that person doesn't have any depth at wide receiver, might not be the best. But I'd take my chances rolling out Amon over Drake and George Pickens on most weeks. Like, I feel confident that he could at least score the same amount as them at both of them, you know, combined. And now you opened up another slot for someone else. So it's like, I mean, but they got, you know, you can't get rid of these two guys if you're going to throw out, I don't know, Juwanaman Jennings, if that's like your plan to throw him out, like for like more than, you know, a couple random weeks, you know, unless you, but yeah, I think that's really what it is. Do you have the depth to withstand losing a flex player? And I mean, shit, I don't know. London's kind of been like a flex player too. It's not like he's been like a locked and loaded, like wide receiver too.
We've been waiting for London to go off for 5 years now.
Moneyline Mills, Will Levis is trash. I don't like him. Yeah, you and me both, man.
Trash. I gave somebody a D just because they drafted Levis.
He's a bum, man.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
Jonathan said, this week my starting wide receivers are going to be Garrett Wilson, JSN, Ayuk, Jacoby Myers. Going to need to roll up something nice this Sunday. I mean, we should be rolling up something nice every Sunday anyways, but yeah, you might need to double it up on for those guys.
JSN, bro, he been going crazy low key.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Toker 1J repping that Who Dat Nation.
No, we got y'all this week. I shouldn't even say that no more. Drew ain't even Breeze ain't even there no more.
Big Bando said Dowdle and Mooney or Steele and Dell. You like one of these sides? I kind of don't like either side.
I don't like either side.
It's just such a bad trade, man.
Only because Dowdle. I mean, he looked good last night. I mean, fantasy.
He looked all right. He got the touchdown. Fantasy
wise, I'm saying he put up like a little 11 or 12.
Here's how I evaluate trades, though. Like, if I don't like either side, I'm just not even picking one. And it's like, man, like, why? Like, if you have Dowdle and Mooney, is like trading for Steele and Dell going to make anything better? Dell's hurt ass, not even playing right now. And he's third fiddle on that team. And then flip it. Do I want Dowdle's ass or do I really want Mooney if I already have Steele and Dell? Like, not really. It's like trading two pieces of trash for two pieces of trash. So I feel like just it sucks, but it is what it is, man. You know, like these are like dart throw flex players if you're hurting, or like bye week flex players because you got multiple guys on bye, or like maybe you had a couple injuries, so like you got to start like random guys like this potentially, you know, because they're one of the five players that you have to choose from in your flex. I just don't like it. I want to make a more calculated trade, because if I don't feel good about making the trade, I might as well not even make it. So you feel good about bringing back Dowdle and Mooney or Steele and Dell, you know, just do it. But it's ugly.
Dude. I mean, like, yeah, what else do you need? Like, that means you're looking kind of bad over there.
Right? Pam said, look at her team. She's over in the 20. Let me pull it up here.
Pam, what is it? What you got in the 20?
Yep.
Let me fire some more with this. Yeah, so Pam, let's see here. And what's her name?
She's the Good Neighbors.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
So she got Gino. She's got Najee. She's got Bijan. Neighbors, Olave. Those are two questionables. And Laporta, Mason, Flowers. And she's got an empty spot open on her flex. So is she asking who to put in on that last flex spot?
No, I think she's just asking about the team in general. Whooped on Crispy last week. Man, Crispy taking an ass whooping to Pam. yeah, I mean, the one good thing, you already got the points out of Neighbors this week. So even if he misses next week, I mean, still got you off to a good start this week.
I mean, you ended up picking up that Mason, so that works out for you.
She's got Bijan over there. Laporta and the tight end. Been hating on Laporta, but this week it's like just an amazing match. She's got Mooney on the bench, Conklin on the bench.
Conklin went off last week. Do you think Conklin can do that again? I mean, he starts like, you know, getting in sync with your boy.
Well, AR-15. The thing about Aaron Rodgers and Conklin is kind of has to do with Garrett Wilson. Like, I really feel like he's got such bad matchups and had a really bad matchup this past week also, that Conklin and Lazard are kind of going to kind of be beneficiaries of teams just focusing so much on Garrett Wilson. Mm-hmm. So do I think he's going to go off like last week? Like, nah. But do I think he can get like 5 catches for 50 yards? Like, yeah. And that could be like a tight end one performance. Because tight ends are so bad right now. This is the worst. This is probably the worst tight end start like ever. Because like.
Facts.
Goddard is the high point getter with 42 points. 42 points through 3 weeks. And for him, all that shit came in 1 week damn near.
Goddard. You know,
I think I would go Michael Wilson with your flex, Pam, and it's because Washington's just been giving up the booty to wide receivers and running backs. So I think I'd want some of that action. Tucker once said, damn, he said, Wafers ought to give out some swag for being the oldest player in the league. Yeah, Jay, how old are you again?
Tucker One. I'm sure he's the oldest man in the. He's the oldest member of the 420 crew for sure. He's got Crispy beat by like 10 years.
When I challenge you to win at least two prizes this out of the 16, 17 weeks, whatever, you gotta win at least two prizes, bro.
Yeah, you gotta. If you are the high point getter in the tournament, just in any given week, you're gonna win a prize. If you win your league, you're gonna win a prize. And then if you're the overall grand champion, meaning you won your league and you scored the highest in week 17, that's the grand champ prize for that dope ass Letterman's jacket.
We might as well shout out the freaking highest of the week 3.
Yeah.
Which was in league number 10, which is Maddie. Maddie 33-41 scored
207. God damn. Had Jennings, right? Had to have had Jennings, right?
No,
didn't have Jennings. Didn't have Jennings.
Right. The other two, Omar and Love Potion number 10, then league number 19 and 23, they had freaking Jennings. And went crazy, but Maddie did not, man. Maddie did not. Let me tell you.
Damn. Maddie had 1J, 63. There we go, man. Head of the table. And Tim C, while Doe's looking that up, said, do I pick up Reed or Cooper? Amari Cooper, pick him up. Great matchup versus his ex-team, the Raiders.
Maddie with the 207 and played Hollywood Cole, right? With a 177 though.
Damn, see that's just a run of bad luck right there. Like you throw up one of the highest point totals in the damn tournament, but you just happen to play the highest point getter out of all 28 teams. All fucking how many teams is that? 28. Times 12 out of all 336 teams, like you just happened to face
yeah.
the top scoring team.
Yeah,
that's just bad luck.
Look, Maddie had Jay Allen, Barkley, Rashad White, Lockett, Cooper, Pitts, Hubbard, D Johnson, and fucking Singletary. Everybody put up dubs, you know what I mean? Yeah. Other than Rashad White and Lockett, but. Cooper went 27, Barkley went 33, Allen went 45, Hubbard went 27, Johnson went 26, Singletary with a dub. Like,
yeah. Big Bando said, would you trade Amari Cooper and Kirk for Metcalf? I feel like I almost would, but I want to do it after this week. Amari Cooper's got a really good matchup this week. Kirk doesn't, but Metcalf, kind of, me does. Peyton, I just got offered Ayuk, Jaden Daniels, Brian Robinson Jr. for A-Chain, Stroud, Jonathan Brooks. Should I accept? I just don't like trades like this. I really don't like these 3-for-3 trades where you're like winning on players, you're losing on players. I feel like people only make these kind of trades if they want to cheer for the people that they're getting, not necessarily because it's like the best move for improving your team.
That's facts.
So I don't like it. I don't like it. And Josh said Pitts or Bowers. Bowers, man. Adams is out. Like, it's – I mean, I know they've been kind of rough against the Cleveland. They've been kind of tough against the tight end, but I feel like there's going to force feed him.
Bowers is number two right now in tight end, so might as well go with him.
Damn, look at this. Song said I had Jennings on the bench in the wafers one. He was on the bench. He said if he wasn't on the bench, would have scored like 190 plus. Man, and that's crazy. Still wouldn't have been enough for a top score. Man, 207. Like that's higher than any score we saw last year.
That's what I was thinking. I think last year we broke 200 a couple times, but it was like 202, 201, 203 or something like that.
I think it happened twice. And yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. 201, 202. Very slim. Big Bando. What about Kirk, Dowdle, and Mooney for Metcalf? See, now that I like a little bit more because now you're trading Kirk, who is just underperforming but still in name, and then Dowdle and Mooney. I mean, those are free agent, you know, flavors of the week type guys. And that's what I like. I'd rather trade 3 or 4 of those guys for one than trade any of the guys who are like potentially starters, not really flex guys for me. And I hope Kirk is just a flex guy for you.
All right, man, I gotta do crazy. We got some drip dabs here and some wafers diamonds. And we gotta get a little concoction going right about now before we get out of here.
Down I ain't got just one. I'm just smoking good wafers.
Status. Oh yeah, tell me about the flower though that you got.
I got a little bit of cherryade bubble gum. That's lemon cherry cross Indiana bubble gum.
So, can you show it on the nug on the screen? I know sometimes it doesn't do the justice, but
you got me down to my last two. Well, I mean, I got more where it's coming from. Here, let me just pull out of there. My bigger.
Here we go. Who's ready? Who's coming with me? Oh yes, that's fire. Nice structure. Yeah, I pulled the top off first. Hell yeah, man.
Yep, it's some little gas, you know what I'm saying?
Good gas. And where in Cali can people get the wafers at?
Man, in California, you can get wafers at a few different places. I know we're at Atrium in the Valley. I know we're at I think we're still at the cookie stores. That's all over. What's that? Oh, Steve. Oh, no, shout out. Let me see. Man, look, if you're interested, go to wafers.co, and then you could just tap in and go to the bottom, and it'll show you the whole map of wherever we're at. So I can't really remember all the places. This is just like off the top of my head. I'm high. But yeah, we're in hella places.
Cities in general is what I was gonna say. Is it mostly charts, LA?
Off the Charts is another chain. So they're like, you know, we got a little thing with them, and so we're in all their store. Well, most of their stores Off the Charts,
and it's not just in LA, right?
It's not just in LA. We're in the Valley. We're in OC. We're in the Bay. We're in San Bernardino. We're all the way out in Needles. That's damn near at the borderline of fucking Arizona, I think. So we're pretty much spread out everywhere, man. Costa Mesa, fucking shit, everywhere, man.
So if you guys are coming to Cali, just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Check out the website where you can see exactly what stores they're in.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of them stores the names be changing, and you know what I'm saying, and shit. So it's kind of hard to keep up, but. You can always stay in the know if you just go on that site, and then just if you go on wafers.co and just look in and then they'll tell you everywhere we are. So that's the best way I do it.
And Dow Max, I just wondering, would you trade Puka?
You can always go to Weed Maps and just type in wafers, and they should show you where we at.
And it's with a Z. Just remember that, wafers with a Z. And Dow Max said, just wondering, would you trade Puka, Hunt, Ray Davis for a Dunze, Braylon Allen? No. I'm just going to hold. You'd be getting a Dunze, right? Nah, I think I'm still going to hold, man. I mean, I got to hold out hope that Puka's not going to miss the entire season, because I feel like we would have heard. If he was going to miss the entire season, we would have heard that. And it's like every week that goes by that you still have him, he's 1 week closer to coming back.
But is Puka gonna, when he comes back, is he gonna like, now you're just gambling? You're kind of gambling. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's like Laporta. These guys that came out hitting, but now you got video on you. Now you got tape, you got film and shit, and niggas is like doing their research. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not just gonna have it easy like you had it last year, especially coming off injury either.
Anybody who listened to me didn't draft Puka, because I already said he was going too high for someone who we only know right now as a one-hit wonder. But I just mean like this. I mean, Adunze. If Keenan Allen is healthy, Adunze is number three. Yep. I don't think that Caleb, you know, I feel like he'd probably spread it around versus force-feeding one of them if all three of those guys are out there. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Adunze. So I feel like he's just as much of a dart throw as kind of like Puka is with his injury.
I think that this Braylon Allen kid, and I talked about it before on the way on the wafer shit, is I think he's gonna take over that spot for them at some point, whether Breeze goes down or, you know what I'm saying. I mean
that's the only way he's taking over if Breeze gets hurt. Like, he's no way he's stealing the job.
Contractual wise, yeah, because you know they got Breeze on that contract, and that's what they're gonna feed him. But he's still on the rookie contract too, right?
Yeah, well that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, so it, like, contracts don't really mean anything with these rookies. If he was better, he could just take it. I don't think he's. That's I really don't he's, think he's better. It was two fluky touchdowns. Yeah, it was two fluky touchdowns. Like, I think that everybody's gonna remember those two Braylon Allen touchdowns in the same game forever. And like, it's gonna hurt a lot of people because whatever happens in the first 4 weeks of the season, I swear it's like we just remember that, and that's what we like clamor to, because that's when everyone's paying attention. That's when we're making all our moves. That's when we're picking up these waiver wire guys. But I get nervous about a guy like that.
I don't know. I'm not saying like he's like a RB1 or anything, but he's a good stash, is what I'm saying. I think.
Yeah. Well, stash. Yeah, stash. I'm with that. Yeah. Corey said, am I rostering Jacoby over Jennings, Brian Thomas, or Kirk? Not sure. Just have to be the 1 week thing because Adams is out. I'm super nervous about Brian Thomas Jr. this week. He's got a tough matchup with the Texans. And I think, Corey, you talking about this league that only has like three bench spots? Like, he plays in a league where there's only three bench spots, so it's like you have no depth like at all. If it's that one, I'd drop Brian Thomas Jr. I don't him and Kirk, I don't think are gonna do that good this week, and no matter who you drop, I mean, they're probably gonna get picked up. So I think I would only drop if you're gonna play Jacoby, but I don't think I'd play Jacoby over Jennings. And Steve said, trade Carr, steal, or fade. Carr for steal or fade. Still equipped with AR and Darnold. Man, people should just stop saying they're equipped with with Richardson. It's like, man, but because of Darnold, don't trade for him. And Perry, what did I miss your question? Got offered Wilson, A-Chain. Got offered Wilson, A-Chain, or Henry for Dobbins, Amon-Ra, or Chase. I'm not doing that. I don't want to trade Amon-Ra for Henry or whatever. Like, I want to get them on the same team somehow. Tucker 1J, receive McCaffrey for Cousins and Madison in the wafers. What do you think? I'm nervous about CMC, but if Kirk Cousins is just like an extra QB, I think it's worth taking the shot because it's a single QB league, not a super flex.
You think Madison is going to, like, you know.
Well, he would be receiving. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think the Raiders run game is going to be much of anything. It looks trash. Their offensive line looks trash. The team, nobody respects Gardner Minshew, so they're just stacking the box on him and just manning up on the wide receivers and Brock Bowers and. Yeah, I would do that. Like, I've been saying, I wouldn't want to trade for CMC at all because the range of outcomes is he could literally not play this year. But if Cousins is your number two quarterback in a single QB league, and I'm sure you just picked up Madison off the scrap, I'd take the shot.
I don't know if I could do that. Yeah, well, I mean, you might be right, but just on the bare principles of you drafted McCaffrey's and you just got to live with it and live or die with it. I mean, I don't know what.
Well, no, but he'd be receiving McCaffrey. He's receiving McCaffrey.
Oh, he's receiving. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be trading away Kirk Cousins and who did I say? Kirk Cousins and Madison. Yeah.
I do that.
See? Yeah. Right. So you were just thinking the other way around. Yeah, I don't want to trade CMC for something like that, but that's someone who thinks that he's not going to play this entire year. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. I hope he comes back for all my goddamn CMC teams. Come back, man. I got one team, one dynasty team where I only have two running backs. And like the last couple weeks, because of CMC, like I've literally been playing Jeff Wilson, Raheem Blackshear, like just shittiest type of like like running backs. You get like 3 points, and it's my weakest spot out of all 18 or 19 starters, whatever we have. And it's trash. I can't. And no one will trade me. No one will trade me in that one either. So I may have to throw down a first or something. And yeah, I just want to see CMC come back, because like CMC doesn't come back, I'm probably not winning a championship anyways. And so I don't know. Do I want to give away?
I wonder how many CMC owners out there are like just fucked, basically. You know what I mean?
A big percentage, I bet.
Yeah. That's everybody that was in the number one, number two, number three draft spots. They hold game plan is shifted.
Yeah. All right. Couple more questions, then we're going to get up out of here. And what'd Frank say real quick? He says, salute, Lost Adams. Who you flexing out of? Waddle, Worthy, Roshan, Akers, 5 men on the bench. Probably Akers. It's a pretty good matchup versus the Jags. They already said Mixon's going to be out, right? Probably doing that. And see, what do you think about a guy like Worthy? I mean, he only had 4 touches in the first game, but everybody's going to remember those 2 touchdowns forever.
Yep.
Let's see. Russ said, what up, Hustler? Dalton again, Sincere, Darnold. In the Aaron Jones return, I do Darnold, because Dalton, it's his return. I mean, I know he's not going to Cincinnati; they're coming to Carolina, but going up against Cincinnati. Corey, start 2. A-Chain, Stevenson, Derrick Henry, James Cook. Starting Derrick Henry, it is a tough matchup.
I'm starting Henry.
I'm probably going A-Chain. With that other spot over James Cook. I don't want Stevenson versus the Niners.
Man, I'm going to just admit it now, man. I'm a fucking Cook believer now.
Yeah, he's killing it.
He's torched me. He's torched me, and he continues to prove me wrong, so.
Well, then don't change. Yeah. Don't waver. Keep hating on him so he can keep doing good. Yeah. That's not change. Let's not change. Let's not deter from the plan. All right. And Dal Max said, not too sure about Puka this year. Yeah. I mean, if you're not too sure about Puka, you know, you got to trust your gut on that. I'm trying to be like a little bit logical more than emotional, you know, with it. But sometimes you got to trust your gut. Pod sends in, CMC really going to be a complete waste of a first pick? We'll find out in a couple weeks, but this motherfucker went over to Europe to go see some fucking Achilles specialist and shit, man. He got that Achilles tendonitis.
He's toast. See? I mean, look, that just it really all depends on how San Francisco is going to be doing. Like, if they look like they can be, you know, playoff contenders or whatever, then he might come back. If they're shitty or even on borderline, they might as well not even bring him back.
Contender or pretender? What are they right now? It can only be one of the two. They're a pretender for me.
Right now.
Hurt, man. They're all hurt. They're all fucked up. This is what happens, man. You played hardball with Trent Williams and Ayuk and all that. This is what happens. Whole shit's fucked up. Pam said, Goff or Geno. I got that on 2 teams, actually. I think I'm on the Goff side. On the Goff side slightly. Yeah, Dal Mac is my dynasty. Got to get players for the future. Let's go. Corey said start 1 out of Kirk, Jacoby, Stevenson, Cook. Cook. Let him cook. Tucker 1J, my other running backs are Mixon, Kamara, Sanders. I mean, but Madison sucks either way. So even having Madison on your team, I wouldn't even recommend mentioning him if anybody asked who your running backs were. So fuck yeah, I'd do it. but it might be like literally nothing. Like he might, if he doesn't come back, you know, this is you buying CMC for like the cheapest you'd ever be able to buy him for. Hunter, trade Chase for Rasheed, full PPR. Nah, I want Rice, but I don't want to trade Chase for him, man. I, like, those are the guys you want to get them on the same team somehow, not trade one for the other. Yeah, don't try to do that and make a fair trade, because fuck fair trades. You got to make a calculated trade somehow, some way.
Yeah, yeah. What you like, what they need, right? It's like, what, give them what they need, supply and demand.
Yeah. And if the Rasheed Rice guy is, if he's only trying to trade Rasheed Rice to get Chase, I mean, it's smart on his part, you know, but don't do it. Don't do it. All right, let's get up out of here. But before we do, Doe, shout out everything going on in the wafers world and everywhere they need to follow and all that. So
real quick, I just want to shout out some of the top 20 scores tournament-wide. Like we said before, boy, D. Lincoln, love potion number 10. Let's see, even Patrick 1291 over there. Let's see, Shadow Burrows, one spooter man, stretch 1115, and of course the winner, Maddie. Maddie won it for the week. So I just wanted to shout out at least a few of these people that are in the top 20 scores tournament wide. And shit, in the wafers world, shit, we got more weed coming. We just dropped a new joint. I'm sorry, I'm hot. It's called the Wafer Swirls joint, and it's got the rosin infused with the batter and the you know what I mean, in the tree pre-roll, going crazy. So we just released that, and every man, just stay tuned. We got new product coming all the time, and you know, Wafers League and shit. This is our second year, and appreciate everybody for doubling down, man. We only had what, 12 leagues last year?
10.
10 leagues? 10 leagues? Damn. And we got 28. So, shit. You know what I mean? So, that just says a lot right there. So, man, we appreciate everybody. 420 crew, shout out. And, man, if anybody want to check out new merch, we got new merch dropping really soon. Check out our page, wafers.co. And, yeah, everything's there. You'll find it.
And before we get out of here, shout out to Jamie, who just pulled up. He said, what's up with the number 9? Didn't you say that? What'd you say about the number 9?
What did I say about number 9? Number 9 league is the third, third high. Yep, average. They're averaging 132 points over there. The high, the other league, the highest league is number 21, and they're averaging 136. So they right behind.
Killing.
They right behind. Killing.
Well, there you go, Jamie. And Jamie's 2-1 over there. So he's, I mean, man, the top six. They're all 2-1, 2-3-0 teams, and 2-0-3 teams over there. Oh, man, Crispy. How's Crispy the one bringing down the average over here in the number Crispy, 9?
Yeah, man. Folks bringing down them averages, man. Y'all better hey, get y'all's lineups correct, man, by Saturday night, not Sunday morning, man.
Yeah, I tagged who I so one of the people I texted or messaged because I knew that the bear down or whatever, but whatever yeah. That other one was, I put a message in the chat.
SBC, we know we reached out, so
yeah,
hopefully he'll get it together.
Yeah, we're about to get the boot. About to get the boot. All right, Doe, appreciate yes, sir. You, bro.
Everyone watching,
thanks for watching. Thanks for joining in the live stream. Thanks for being in the league. And a lot more to come. I might be doing a live stream tonight. We'll see. We may just be back tomorrow morning. So we'll see what's good. But we'll see you guys a little bit later. Peace out.
Appreciate you, Russ. Next time.
Yes, sir.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Y'all don't really want it now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.